Chapter 34. The Struggle for Kansas. 349. Pierce elected president, 1852. It was now campaign time for a new election. The Whigs had been successful with two old soldiers, so they thought they would try again with another soldier, and nominated General Winfield Scott, the conqueror of Mexico. The Democrats also nominated a soldier, Franklin Pierce of New Hampshire, who had been in northern Mexico with Taylor. The Democrats and Whigs both said they would stand by the Compromise of 1850, but many voters thought that there would be less danger of excitement with a Democrat in the White House and voted for Pierce for that reason. They soon found that they were terribly mistaken in their belief. 350. Douglas's Nebraska Bill. President Pierce began his term of office quietly enough, but in 1854, Senator Douglas of Illinois brought in a bill to organize the territory of Nebraska. It will be remembered that in 1820, Missouri had been admitted to the Union as a slave state. In 1848, Iowa had been admitted as a free state. North of Iowa was free territory of Minnesota. Westward from Missouri, Iowa, and Minnesota was an immense region without any government of any kind. It all lay north of the compromise line of 1820 and had been forever devoted to freedom by that compromise.